In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen. Dear everyone, this is the fourth Sunday of Toba, and the Gospel told us the story of the man who was born blind, how Christ created eyes for him. You all know that he spent 40 years blind, and the Lord asked him to go and get washed in the pool of Siloam after he put clay in his eyes. We can learn two wonderful verses from this man. Number one is the strange and wonderful submission of faith. Many of us, when we pass in trials and tribulation, or when we ask the Lord for something, we think the Lord will act in a certain way. But the Lord always proved to us that his ways are far from our ways. And this man, in complete submission, he obeyed the Lord. He could have objected, why shouldn't just you say a word and create eyes for me? Why do I need to get washed in this pool of Siloam? That's why St. Paul in the Pauline epistle today, he said, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The second virtue is the strong fight against darkness. Anyone who passed from darkness to light, who repented or got baptized, he appreciates very much the light. He doesn't have any desire to go back to darkness again. This man who was born blind today, he resisted all the threats of the Pharisees. He witnessed to Christ regardless of all the pressure that the council of the Pharisees put on him. They said to him, we know that this man is a sinner. What do you say about him? And with all boldness and courage, he said, whether he is a sinner or not, one thing I know, that though I was blind, now I can see. Let us all not waste time in judging or any inappropriate and useless argument. Let us focus not to go back to darkness again, not to be engaged in any sin. As St. Paul said, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And glory be to God forever.